Just in time for tax time, we've got a scanner for all your receipts and magazines, books, and newspapers, too. A couple of Kobo readers at UltraBook. And stand back, because here comes the attack nid. It's time to watch before you lie.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Boom, 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 zoom, 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 Hey, welcome to Before You Buy, the product review show on TWiT, where we get all the latest, greatest products, and then we parcel them out to the staff here at TWiT, and they're going to give you an idea of what it's like to really use it as a human being, as a real person. We kick things off with our editor-in-chief, Tony Wang. Tax time is coming. I've actually used the Fujitsu Snap scanners for some time. They've got a new one, the VS600, which says you can not only scan receipts and documents, but you can even scan books and newspapers without taking them apart. Is that possible? Let's see.
I'm Tony Wang for TWiT and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing this Fujitsu ScanSnap SV600 desktop scanner. The ScanSnap SV600 is designed for scanning books, and it comes with a specialized mat that tells the scanner where the book is located so that the software that's provided with the scanner can automatically crop to the size of the book. The ScanSnap also comes with software that lets you auto-correct any curve you have on the edges of books when you're scanning. Now, the scanner comes with a depth of field lens along with the two scanning lenses that it has, so it knows the depth of field of your book. And just like most scanners out there in this category, you can scan to a folder, to email, to a printer, to PDF, and even to mobile devices if you're running the appropriate software on your phone or tablet. You can also scan to Evernote, to Dropbox, even Google Docs and Salesforce, or even iPhoto if you're running a Mac. So the scanner will support anything from a business card all the way up to an A3, which is about an average size of a book opened up. Pros of the SV600, you can scan anything you like. It's designed for books, but anything that can fit in this mat at A3 or smaller, 3D, 2D, you can scan it. The built-in software is easy to use, and the auto cropping is pretty impressive. Con, this scanner is a little pricey. MSRP is $795, and the street price is about less than $600. So buy, try, or don't buy for the ScanSnap SV600 by Fujitsu. I'm going to give it a try. For a contactless scanner, you can have a lot of fun with the scanner. I know it's designed for scanning 2D documents, but the things that you can scan that's 3D and it's contactless is endless. I'm Tony for TWiT and Before You Buy, and this is the ScanSnap SV600.
Thank you, Tony Wang, editor-in-chief at the TWiT Netcast Network. Our producer, Shannon Moore, snubs! Is here. She is the host also of producer of Know How, but host of Coding 101. That's going great. Loving it.
Thank you.
Teaching everybody how to code.
One of the top ones on iTunes.
Are you
right
absorbing?
Now. I am. I love learning about coding.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
It's a great habit.
Yeah, it is.
Or hobby, I should say. Habit
it's
for
a
some,
total
hobby
habit
for others. You are also the reader reviewer.
I am.
I don't know why.
I'm kind of a bookworm. I don't know. It started with Goosebumps when I was a kid, and ever since then.
You like to read.
I do.
Good.
I read every night.
So, you know, the Amazon Kindle really dominates this marketplace.
It does.
We've looked at others from, Barnes & Noble, the Nook, and so forth. This is the Kobo.
Yes.
This is kind of like, I always kind of am rooting for them. They're the little guy out in the corner there. The Kobo Reader.
Yes, this is the Kobo Aura, which is it's basically the predecessor to their Kobo Glow, which I reviewed last year. The Glow's main thing was that it could brighten up. It had this front light on it, and it was very nice to use.
So it's not like the Amazon Paperwhite where it's from the back.
It's coming from the front. Yeah, that's a completely different thing for them.
Huh.
If I turn it on, and we can use the overhead shot.
It's pretty legible without it.
But it gets really bright and nice.
So one thing I really like about this is they have an actual physical light button instead of having to go through the menu and click it. So say it's dark out. I mean, this is totally obvious. You just click the button instead of having to deal with going through the menu. So if I click that, you can see it brighten up. And this is only about halfway brightness. And it gets about that bright. Yeah, so it's nice and bright. It's very clear. This one is a step down from their Aura HD, which we have also reviewed. This one only has a 212 PPI display, which matches the Paperwhite. So that's a very compatible device. You can do most of your reading on it just fine, but you can definitely see difference between this one and the Aura HD.
That's even higher resolution?
Yeah, that one's a 265 PPI display, I believe. Yeah. So it's definitely HD. On this one, you can see a little bit of pixels.
Is it a little jaggy?
A little bit.
Yeah. You know what I like, though? This is so nice and light.
I know, it is.
You wouldn't have a lot of fatigue reading this.
It's nice, yeah.
And, of course, I can make the fonts bigger and all that, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you can do everything that you could do on their past products on the Kobo line. They still have all the books available. It's wirelessly downloadable, so you can access their entire library, and they have over 4 million books in there, all of the top sellers. Wow. Their library is growing, too. I noticed a whole bunch of newer ones, as well as some that I used to couldn't find on here, like, you know, some comics and whatnot. So they're definitely growing their library, and that's a definite plus for them as well, because I know a lot of people are saying, no, don't want to get a Kobo because Amazon has more than them, which they do.
They do.
Yeah.
So did you, as you browse the library, see gaps and things that you wanted but you couldn't get?
Not necessarily now as much as I used to.
Right.
Now I'm noticing a lot more than I used to. So it's definite plus. One thing to mention, though, on this one, it is $149, which is $30 more than the Paperwhite with the ads on it. I have a Paperwhite at home, and I noticed that the size is a little bit different, but the screen is the same. So this one is 6 inches. So it's a really nice screen size, and
it looks
very
great,
lightweight.
I have to say,
yeah, you can stick it in your purse and go. And the flipping of the pages is just fine. It's very quick, and it's a little bit of a response problem. I know sometimes I have to press it twice for it to turn, but otherwise works pretty well, and it lasts for about 2 months.
Can I get books on there through SD card, through USB and wireless, or just USB?
There's a micro SD card slot
right
here.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can fit up to, I think they said 3,000 or 30,000 books.
A lot of books.
Yeah, I'll have to check
that. More than you ever need.
To make sure. Okay. Yeah, so you can fit as many books as you could absolutely read, and then it charges from micro SD.
It doesn't have the Amazon wireless capability, though, does it?
You
have to connect to a USB to a computer.
You do have to connect to USB, but you can access wireless on here.
Oh, it does have wireless.
Yeah, it has Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Right, okay, great.
Yeah.
So not 3G, but Wi-Fi.
Yes, exactly.
Great.
No,
and do you need to run a special program on your computer to do that?
They do have an application for computers, but you don't. You can just download books straight from here if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it has
very
its own
easy.
Store on the on the thing.
Their
All
own
right.
store and everything. So my pros and cons on this one, since it is $150, keep that in mind. The pros, it's compact. It's very easy to grip. The back is more of a rubberized texture instead of that quilted background that they used to have. The physical light button is awesome. On the con side, the price being $30 more than the Paperwhite is definite and negative. And the 212 PPI display is noticeable from their HD version, which costs $169.
Right.
So it's a little bit more expensive for the HD version.
Did you play with the HD? Did you just try reading a little bit with that?
Yeah, I played with the HD last year, and I thought the reading, you could definitely see a difference with the pixel density on that one, but to be honest, whenever you're reading every night, it doesn't really bother you over time. So I would give this one a try, mostly because of the price.
Do you use an e-reader instead of books?
I do.
Yeah.
I use a Paperwhite.
And you use the Kindle. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And
I love it.
And every night you read with the Kindle?
Every single night,
Wow.
And one of my favorite things about it is that backlighting on it, because it's so nice. I can fall asleep right next to my spouse, and he never wakes up because I can just lower the brightness on it.
You know, that is a nice feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
You can't necessarily do that with a transmissive screen like the...
That's true.
Like the iPad.
So the second one I have for you, this one is called the Kobo Arc 10 HD.
Ooh.
They have a 10 and a 7-inch version. This one's the 10-inch.
So this is their, like, the Fire.
Yeah.
This is their color tablet
Yes,
style.
Exactly. So this is the main page right here. You'll notice automatically it does run Android 4.2, but it's totally skinned. And it's skinned because they're focusing on books. So the first thing you get to is the bookstore. So this is their own Kindle store. This is the books that I have on
Kobo
my own.
Kobo store.
Yeah. Yeah, these are all the Kobo books that I have downloaded. So I can click into like an audio book if I wanted to and turn up the sound on here.
Now, these are not Audible audiobooks. This is their own Kobo
audio
stuff.
On.
Do they?
So I don't know if you can hear that, but
pictures, clay.
Isn't that cute?
Good for the kids, though. That's great.
Good for kids. Yes, exactly. So I'll click out of there, and I can show you what a book looks like on here. Let's go home. I'll click on that one.
This looks more like Android than the Amazon Kindle Fire.
Very much so. Yeah. It's a lot more Android. You can access the entire Google Play store on here.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Ah, so it's AOSP. Okay.
Yeah, which is great.
Okay. That's good. Yeah.
Nice screen on this one. I really like the screen. It's a 2560x1600 resolution screen, which is comparative to the HDX 8.9. So about the same as that.
Okay.
And even though this one is 10 inches and not 8.9,
looks good.
You really don't see the pixels. It looks very, very nice and clear and crisp. Really easy to read books on here. I like the fact that you can access the Google Play Store on here as well.
Yeah, because now we're thinking this is an Android tablet as much as a reading device.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're definitely focusing on reading. They have these different things right here, which are your collections.
Your bookshelf.
So I have my bookshelf, want to read magazines, Kobo collections, getting started to get you started with the Kobo. So it's really nice. I like how they displayed it. I did have a problem with the actual size of the device, though. Even though it's 10 inches, it weighs 22 ounces. It's really heavy compared to other ones on the market right now.
Yeah.
Like the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3. Yeah. That one's like 13 ounces.
It's almost a pound and a half.
Yeah, it's very heavy. You can tell.
Yeah.
So that would get bothersome to me over time if I'm reading for hours every night.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't want to hold this in my hands for hours and hours. But the screen is nice. The speakers are pretty clear. You know, they get kind of muddy if you turn them up too loud. They're on the back right here. There's two speakers on both sides. There is no micro SD card slot either, but there is a front-facing camera so you can make Skype calls. And it's pretty average. It's 1.3 megapixels and 720p for any kind of video.
And it's 16 gigs?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's 16 gigs.
For $400.
Yes, $400. So, yeah, it's $399.99. So my pros and cons on this one are the really beautiful screen. I very much like that. And you do get lots of internal storage, mainly for books. If you put too many applications on here, obviously you're going to run out pretty quick. The cons, no micro SD card slot, which I would have loved, and the price. It is pretty pricey at $400. Yeah. That's expensive. So same with this one. I would give it a try. It's a good tablet, but they're pricey.
It's challenging, too, because you're in a very competitive marketplace. I mean, that's priced almost to the iPad price, and it's more expensive than a Nexus. And so you've got this very competitive marketplace. You don't really stand out. You don't have as many books as Amazon. This is a very tough market for Kobo.
It is.
I'm rooting for them because they're the little guy.
Me too.
But
I always root for the little guy.
Yeah, I have a hard time recommending this for people when there are big products from Amazon and Apple, among others, and Google, too, that compete directly.
But
Thank
I still
you.
Like checking them out.
Shannon Morse. She is the producer of this show. You can catch her on Coding 101.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else?
Which we love. Coding 101 is Thursdays. Not quite yet.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. Just pretend that didn't happen.
New things happening soon.
New things coming. Now, I think I played with this, didn't I, on the Gizwiz? The attack nid?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
You did.
I was never quite able to get it working, but fortunately we have somebody who's very smart here, Brian Burnett, our technical director, who figured it all out. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the combat creature attack nid.
8th MS team, this is HQ. We have reports of hostiles inbound in your area. Send recon to report. Coordinates follow.
Roger that. Recon team heading out now.
It appears to be a combat creature enacted Doom Razor.
I got a bad feeling about this, sir.
Jenkins, you got a bad feeling about everything.
My God, is that a Doom Razor? I didn't think Attacknid would have that into full-scale production for at least another year.
Recon team, do you have anything to report? Sir, I see it. It stands about 12 inches tall. Oh!
We're gonna need backup! Get the Corgi!
Sir, the Corgi won't even approach the creature. It's too powerful.
Well, boys, if you've got a god, I suggest you start praying to him.
It's probably come for our batteries. It runs on 6 AA's. We've got to protect them at all cost. 2 batteries for the remote control and 4 for the actual mechanism. Sir, yes, sir. Sir, it appears to have a 360-degree rotating head with some kind of disc-mount firing mechanism. It's coming right at us. With those legs, it could walk over all kinds of terrain. Gravel, grass, and carpet. Stand tall, men. It's firing. Everyone fire now. Give it a belly full of lead. Ah, sir, we're losing men left and right. Ah, I've been hit. It looks like it can target us from up to 25 feet away.
This is where we make our stand.
It's getting closer. We need to retreat now. No, Corporal, we hold the line. We gotta protect these batteries. Fire for the legs, it's weak points. With my last breath, I take off its armor, which pops off very easily. What kind of intel do we have on its strengths? Well, sir, the firing mechanism of the disc seems easy to load. I'd say ages 5 and up could reload that thing easily. What kind of weaknesses have we learned? Well, the armor is hard to get on. The controls can be kind of hit or miss. And it is expensive. Sir, I can't feel my legs! That's because they're not there anymore. Oh, no! It's time for me to make my last stand, sir. I'm going in alone.
If I'm going down, I'm taking you with me. If any military were to try, buy, or don't buy this mech, I'd have to give it a buy after all the carnage I've seen this day.
That's Brian Burnett, who is a great editor and a technical director, runs the board. Is he running the board right now?
Yeah.
How did you do the review, Andrew? He's amazing. I know, just keep your eye peeled for an attack, Ned. Radford Castro's here. We seem to give him all the laptops.
Yes.
I think we gotta be careful not to typecast you, Radford. But you
laptop
just
man.
You seem to be the guy who likes the laptops. You like light laptops.
Yes.
This is a Toshiba's Portage is a time honored mark in the laptop light laptop area. They've been making really, really light laptops for longer than anybody else.
Yes.
Now we have this Ultrabook category. Is this Toshiba's Ultrabook?
Yes. This is one of Toshiba's many Ultrabooks.
Tell
us about
it.
They have a huge, basically, portfolio of Toshiba lineups, and this sits right in the middle of it. But just to give you a quick gist on it, too, this is not touch, and this is not full HD. This is 1366 by 768 at 13.3 inches display. So
kind of low-level specs for a laptop at that price point.
Exactly. So that by itself already is kind of hard to...
I see a fingerprint reader. It sounds like it's aimed at a business market.
Yes, and I wanted to get into that point. But before we do, I guess I wanted to show a little bit about the
please
specs.
Please do.
Yeah, so we have 8 gigabytes and 128 gigabytes of SSD hard drive space.
Okay.
And then, again, of course, you got your other things like your cameras and stuff like that. I've sent... some screenshots of the ports that are available on there. And so you'll see some stuff. Some things that hark back to the back days that are like the RGB out and HDMI out. You got a couple of ports, most of them being USB 3.0. But it's a pretty light laptop. I mean, it looks good when you close it. When you open it, it feels a little outdated, mostly because of the fact that you're seeing a touchpad that's a little bit off. You have 2 sets of buttons here. So you have a right click and left click on the bottom and at the top for whatever reason. And you also have this...
Well, that is for, what I've read, that whenever you use the pointing stick, you use these for...
So you want the button near the pointing stick. That makes sense, instead of down at the bottom of the...
Yeah, I'm used to pressing it this way, though. It's not... I'm not used to the... This is something back in the ThinkPad days that I'm used to seeing.
Right.
but for the most part, it's decent. I mean, performance-wise, when you're playing with the laptop... you can do all the normal things you would expect it to do. But the thing that really sticks out the most, again, is the fingerprint. The fingerprint is something that's, I guess, decent. It works okay. It's just another security.
Is that it on the left there?
Yeah, this is actually it right here.
Oh, it's actually on the track?
Right on the track. Well, it's not necessarily on the track.
It's
just
out of
the
shot a little bit. Can you move it there? Right now there. I see it. Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
But yeah. I have some screenshots of it because you can't really see with this kind of screen because of the refresh rate.
I guess the real question, how accurate is it?
It's pretty accurate.
It's reliable. Actually,
it's very reliable.
You would trust it to have it be the only way your machine is locked.
Right.
Okay.
And this is how the interface looks like. So you select which finger you want, and, yeah. and it goes through the whole step of you going through the fingerprint, you know, process over yeah. and over and over again. Yeah. But the laptop is decent. It's 2.6 pounds. Outside, like, the keyboard feels pretty good. It's supposedly spill-resistant. I haven't actually tried to do it, obviously, because it's a review unit. I haven't dunked it or anything, but it's okay. But for this kind of price, it's not...
It's an i5, right?
It's an i5.
All right. Yeah. Windows 7?
It's Windows 7, but it also has 8.1 license, so you can install either
okay.
one.
Okay, so you get your choice. That's
so you
get
nice. Your choice, yeah.
And you said it's Haswell. It's fourth generation
yes.
core. Okay.
Yeah. And also, it comes with 1 year of Office Online.
Haswell gives you pretty good battery life,
yeah.
right?
It's actually, I tested it's about 10 to 12 hours, so that's
oh,
really good.
I
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, my disappointment is the screen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the weird layout of the trackpad.
Yes. Also disappointed the fact that it doesn't have like the drive. I guess I'm expecting more amenities for something at this price.
$1,250 bucks. More, you should have more.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking at almost gaming laptop type of price.
Right.
For something like this, you know, which is your typical casual laptop.
Pros and cons.
Pros and cons. Pros is that it's nostalgic. It feels nostalgic.
I remember the Portage.
Yeah, remember those days. And it has a few things. Well, the fingerprint, obviously, that's another thing that's cool. The cons is that it's just outpriced. It's outdated. It's behind in the times in terms of what it needs to be in terms of, like, portability and...
Right.
And
I like it on this page, on the Toshiba page on the screen. It says, as a selling point, no integrated webcam or microphone.
But it does. This one. This is actually the 1300.
You can order it updated.
Yeah.
All right.
But
you know,
so
there are
models.
People who that's a selling point. I don't want a mm-hmm. camera because I'm just going to tape it over. I don't want it.
Right. It's just crazy because when you go to Toshiba's website, they just have tons and tons and
you
tons of...
You can skew it like crazy.
Yeah. They're just yeah. tons of skews.
All right.
But unfortunately, at the very end, I have to give this a don't buy.
I think just price alone, maybe 800 bucks, yeah. this would be a buy, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts at 800 bucks, but even then, its lowest end is not up to par in terms of like what it's going out.
I haven't seen a VGA port in a laptop in a long time.
It's an RGB.
That is
VGA
hysterical.
Port. It's crazy.
Radford Castro, our director of engineering. Unfortunately, sorry, Toshiba.
Yeah, sorry.
Do not buy.
But send us some more.
On the Portage Z30. Hey, I'm sure they have other
more
great
coming.
Stuff. We got one last review, and this one's a newbie. Victor Bognon is our newest editor. We hired him not so long ago, like less than a month ago. Did you have to like bang on him, Shannon, to get him to do a review?
I didn't. He was totally gung ho.
He was ready.
It. Yeah, he was ready. I just gave him a few tips,
awesome.
And I said, "Go for it."
All
and
right,
he did
this
a
is
great
Victor's
job.
First review: the Dockham iProp and Koala mount for tablets. Hit it, Victor.
Hi, this is Victor from Twit, and I'm reviewing two products from a company called Dockham. And one of them is the Koala mount for your tablets, and the other one is called the iProp, also for your tablets. The iProp is a mesh bag with a bean bag inside and a silicone shelf to hold any device up to 17 millimeters thick. This includes all iPads, Samsung Galaxy Tabs, Amazon Kindles, and more. The iProp can be disassembled and the mesh bag is machine washable. The zipper on the bottom can also double as a compartment to store any small accessories. The iProp can be used as a stand on its own, but what sets it apart from other device stands is the ability to use it on your lap while sitting, or if you like using your tablet in bed. This may take a little bit of time figuring out the best way for your tablet to sit on the shelf without falling forward, but once a bead bag is in the right shape, it works like it says. Pros, it does what it claims and it holds up your device. It's versatile and can use it on any surface or on yourself. For clean freaks, it can be disassembled and the mesh bag is machine washable. The little zipper compartment is also a nice plus. Cons, it may take a little adjusting the beanbag to stay upright. And if you have any kids or friends that see it, their first impulse is to unzip it and take out the beanbag, which means you may have to adjust it again. Could be kind of annoying. So for those that need a stand for a soft surface like a couch or a bed, or if you like to use your tablet in bed and want to free your hands from holding the device, this is definitely a buy. If you ever wanted to mount your tablet to the wall or to the side of your desk, Dockham also makes a Koala mount. This works with tablets under 11 millimeters, which are all iPads, Samsung Galaxy Tabs, Google Nexus tablets, and more. It uses easy-to-find 3M command strips to stick to any surface. The brackets are very light and come in chrome, white, and black. Installation is simple. You use the alcohol prep pad to clean the surface, apply the strips of the brackets. Once applied, they say to wait an hour before using. My Galaxy Tab 8 fits very snug and does not rattle around when pressing the screen. The pros, it's easy to install, It looks clean and sturdy. There are also holes on the sides that you can plug in your charging cable. For cons, it's made out of plastic, so you may want to be careful when you try to take it off. But with that said, it definitely does what it says, so it's a buy. So there you have it, both buys for the Dokkum iProp and Koala Mount. This is Victor from Twit for Before You Buy.
Nice job, Victor Bognot, one of our newest, in fact, I think our newest employee here, mm-hmm. and the newest editor, one of our newest employees anyway. It's hard to tell. We keep adding new people. Hey, thank you, Victor. Thank you, Radford, Shannon, Brian Burnett, Tony Wang, all of our reviewers. Thank you for being here. You know, we do this show live if you want to watch. It's kind of a quick version of the show on Tuesday afternoons, but you can always get by Tuesday evening. You can always get a copy of the show at twit.tv/BYB. We also put it on our YouTube channel, not just the whole show, but individual reviews, so you can share them with somebody in your family or friends. That's at youtube.com/beforeyoubuy, right? Mm-hmm. Email us, byb@twit.tv, if there's something you'd like to see us review. I thank you for joining us. I thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. Remember, you got to watch Before You Buy.